Their visit acknowledges the gravity of the situation we are facing to our health service in Donegal as a result of the impact of the floods in the hospital. But I think it's very important as well now that the Minister would come out and clearly say that the required funds, which will be necessary in order to redo the work to the buildings, but also to repair and replace the equipment that was damaged in the hospital, that the necessary funds in order to do that is going to be available, so that we can ensure that the suite of services which were available at Letterkenny Hospital before the flooding took place are reinstated as quickly as possible.
One of the fears you're expressing is that this disaster could be used as an excuse to downgrade the hospital.
Well, I think the danger is that unless the funding which will be required in order to replace the buildings and also to replace the equipment is dedicated, then there will be a question mark over those services. And I think if the Minister does come out and say that this is a very exceptional situation, which it is, and that he's going to ensure that the necessary funding to ensure that all the services which have been in Letterkenny Hospital will continue to be there and will be replaced as soon as possible, that will be reassurance for everybody that the government are absolutely committed to actually financing the hospital to make sure that this very unprecedented situation is addressed and that the services which are provided through Letterkenny are reinstated as soon as possible. Notwithstanding, we do understand that will take weeks and in some cases months.